On the water, in the mountains, in the air,
in the smoke, sky,
wildfire.
Smoke.
The southeast is ablaze, as you listeners may have noticed. By the way, it's hard to breathe, hard to see, but it smells great. It smells like campfire. So if you just ignore the rest of your senses, it's okay.
So I should ignore my scratchy throat and my stuffed up head and my headache.
Or you can get an N95 rated mask.
Woo!
And go about your day looking really stylish.
You can look like all those people that live overseas that always are walking around with these masks.
Yeah. It's the latest fashion craze.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So in our last segment, we had Sandra Udice talking about air quality and drought and why we're having such wildfires. So we're going to dive a little bit farther into that. What is drought? I've been getting that question a lot. And the definition is different to different people, whether you're a farmer, a meteorologist, a hydrologist. The definitions range, but according to USGS, so you want to be clear cut about it, it's a period of drier than normal conditions that results in water-related problems, i.e. it's dry and there's no water and we need water.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds like where we are now. Now, we did have some rain last week, but it was like minuscule amounts of rain.
Little,
yeah.
Pitiful, pitiful rain. I guess it helped.
Yeah.
Every little bit counts.
Well, you know, Greg said, he said after that, he's like, why does it smell smokier after the rain? And I said, well, do you know when you barbecue and you get those wood chips all nice and wet so it causes smoke? That's pretty much what's going on here.
Yeah. So drought's a weird one because if you think about water and you think about rain, the same amount of water exists on planet Earth. It doesn't, we're not losing water. The water's not disappearing or being destroyed. That's not why we're getting drought. It's where it's located. It's just precipitation falls in uneven patterns across the country. So in Seattle right now, they're having their rainiest fall in many, many, many years. And meanwhile, we over here are very dry. So it's just somewhere else. Where are you, Rain?
I don't know. But, you know, you had mentioned before that we're considered kind of a temperate zone. What is the definition? Jones Gap, I know, is actually considered a rainforest.
Yeah, the Appalachian Mountains are actually a temperate rainforest. We get enough rain to be considered a rainforest.
And how much rain do we get here a year?
In Greenville, we get about 54 inches a year, which is slightly above the average for the state, which I want to say is about 50.
It really depends.
In our state especially, it's easier to look at it by region of the state as opposed to the whole state, since we vary very differently between ecoregions.
Do you want to play a little game of how much rainfall with our intern?
Ooh, all right. Intern Shelby, for the win. What state in the United States do you think gets the most rainfall?
Washington State.
Ah, see, you might think that. So we get here in Greenville, we get an average of 54 inches of rain.
Which is more rain than Seattle gets.
Seattle, 46 inches of rain. But there's somewhere in the United States that gets a whopping 240.2 inches of rain a year.
I'll give you a hint. It's not in the continental U.S. and it's not Alaska.
Oh, well, I guess that leaves Hawaii.
Yes,
bam. Right. Volcano Hawaii, 240.2 inches a year. Conversely, where do you suppose gets the least amount of rain in the United States?
Ooh.
Just what state?
They're always on fire.
Yeah.
And it's not the Southeast.
Yeah. Gonna have to head out west for this answer. California?
Yay, ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
Boom.
Some cities in California get less than 3 inches of rain a year. Other cities, let's see, Las Vegas, 4.2 inches. LA, though, big rainy spot. And that was a little sarcastic. They get about 12 inches or almost 13 inches.
Wow.
Any ideas on where in the continental United States gets the most rain?
Ooh,
what city?
I know.
Do you know?
I do, because this city just always seems to have trouble.
Oh,
Mobile, Alabama I just always think of Mobile because that's the point. That's where fire ants entered the United States.
What?
Yeah, they came on ships and they entered from Mobile. So thanks, Mobile. Now we have fire ants.
So, okay. So things that Mobile is famous for. Fire ants.
Rain
and fire ants.
I don't think I will be traveling to Mobile anytime soon. I'm sure it's a lovely place if you like rain and fire ants.
If I would have thought of that, we would have had fire. We would have been having the song In and Out be Fire and Rain.
Oh,
that's bummer. The song for Mobile. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Rain and Spicy Boys.
Mm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Right. Moving along.
So how about that drought that we're having?
Yeah. It's a little dreadful for the garden right now. So my garden right now exists of some 16. No, well, each garden is 16 squares. So right now I have 32 squares of empty.
Oh,
so
yeah, you know, you guys know that I helped out at the downtown, you know, Saturday farmers market throughout, you know, the market season, and over the summer and into the fall, the farmers would always stop by different stands and mingle. And that was the ongoing theme of conversation was drought.
Wow. Did you notice that it affect the produce load?
Yeah. I mean, I helped out with Bioway Farm, Chris Sermons, and, you know, he luckily had a lot of produce and had to water a lot of stuff himself, which wasn't cheap.
No,
I'm sure. But, you know, you definitely saw it in the size of the produce. It should have grown to be, you know, bigger, and it wasn't. And it's not a whole lot you can do about it.
Weather patterns are so interesting to me. I just remember growing up being a kid and every summer, right around the same time in the afternoon, it would rain for an hour. And that was it. Cooled everything down, watered everything. And, you know, it was very predictable. But I guess here in the Southeast, we kind of build up. We'll go through a period of about 7 or 8 years where it gets drier and drier and drier and drier. And then the next year it'll just dump. And then we flood. And then we start the cycle over. And it's interesting.
I think that's true. You know, you grew up in Charleston, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a coastal thing too, because growing up in Florida, it was the same type of thing. Every afternoon at 4 o'clock, terrible, terrible thunderstorms, so bad that you'd have to turn off all of your electronics and everything because there was such a big chance of lightning. And then by like 4:45, it'd be done. Everything would be cooled off and you'd have a lovely clear evening.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, different weather patterns depending on where you are and how close to mountains you are, mm-hmm, or ocean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that's so fascinating.
Yeah. So what about our water? With all these wildfires, is that going to affect our drinking water?
It could affect our drinking water, everything, in any case, and especially Greenville's drinking water. You know, we've talked about over and over and over again how Greenville has some of the best water in the United States, which, P.S., I would like to say is totally true, because I went on vacation to Las Vegas and their water out there was soft and it was horrible to drink. Horrible. I actually had to drink bottled water. It was so bad.
But she recycled the bottles. So
I did recycle the bottles. But yeah, it was really bad. But anyway, with all this fire, Greenville water officials, they're actually monitoring the water to make sure that the Pinnacle Mountain fire doesn't force them to change the water supply. Because
yeah, one of our water supplies is this Table Rock, mm-hmm, Reservoir, which is very, very close to Pinnacle Mountain.
And, you know, what the problem could be is soot. So if we get a really super heavy rainfall after all this soot is on the ground, then, as we know, because it would be stormwater, it would rush over the ground and would carry all the soot into our waterways. And then they would have to do some different things that they don't normally have to do to clean the water.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
clean those particulates out of the water. So we're hoping for rain, but a soft, soft, gentle rain, because the soot risk, it diminishes over time.
Mm, okay.
You know, so smaller amounts of rain, they're not as much of a risk because they soak in, as we know.
Yeah. Yeah. I was reading about out in California, there was a study done to assess how wildfires affect the stormwater, and it dumps a lot of nutrients into the water. It dumps a lot of debris into the water, which, you know, makes sense. These nutritious trees and other debris are burning, and that is then entering the waterways. But there's not a lot known about it, though. There haven't been a ton of studies about it.
Yeah, an interesting fact it could act, these fires could actually affect the taste of our water for decades.
No.
Yes, because the filtering layers in the ground are getting burned up.
Oh.
And so people, don't be concerned. Greenville Water, all the water companies, everybody is going to continue. They'll monitor with regular tests. So we don't have any danger to having like poisonous drinking water or, you know, any trouble like that. But it could taste a little bit different.
No. And with the wildfires, too, you may be seeing some visitors on your property. A lot of the wildlife comes down from the mountains when there's fire, because I wouldn't want to stay in the fire.
I'm sure they don't either.
So you can help by making sure you don't throw food on the ground or leaving food out in your yard, because that will bring them into your yard. And, you know, it's not always good to find a distressed animal in your yard.
No, but did you know that they saw the first elk in Pickens County last week?
Yeah, they did.
And they're saying, oh, please don't pet the elk.
Yeah. Please don't pet the wildlife.
They're kind of big, so you don't want to do that.
You're listening to Wildlife Stormwater Talk Radio here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.
Ready 4-5 WGTK, The Answer.